Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, I want to dive into refreshing your email strategy because it's Mercury retrograde. So I want to help you work with this energy in order to update and revise your email marketing strategy because it is so important for the success of your business. All right, we are talking about email today because it is one of the most powerful things that you can do in your business, especially when it comes to sales and marketing. It's also something that a lot of entrepreneurs really struggle with because it's like, what do I say? How do I say it? How many times do I say it? How much email is too much email? All of that. So I want to break a little bit of that down for you today and really get you thinking about how you can revamp or re-energize your email strategy in this time because it's Mercury retrograde. So let's flip the script on Mercury retrograde because rather than being a time that's feared for communication mishaps, what if we think of it as a time that is really productive for you to work on improving your content and communication and sales strategy? So right now we're experiencing Mercury in Aries, and Mercury is retrograde from the first week of April. But this will apply regardless of when you watch this. If there is a Mercury retrograde coming up, it is a great time to be working on revising or rethinking your content strategy. So it's a great time to reflect. It is a time of introspection. But what we are thinking about doing, particularly with Mercury in a fire sign, and it's going to be retrograding through the fire signs this year. When it goes retrograde, it will be retrograding through fire signs. We're really thinking about how much passion and enthusiasm we have for our content and we're showing in our content and how enthusiastically we're writing or we're getting our content done. And also we want to be thinking about how we can express ourselves more. So for example, for me, I've talked about this before, but I'm going to be doing more video content in 2024. And this is a way for me to work with that fiery Mercury that I don't naturally have, right? I have a Mercury in an earth sign. You can listen to me talk about my own Mercury, my own processing speed in the episode that I have on Mercury and your processing speed. But because Mercury is going to be retrograding through fire signs, we have an opportunity to really think about how much passion and energy and enthusiasm and drive we are showing in our content and how we can be more expressed and how we can show more of ourselves. So let's dive into email today. I might do another video on video, but for now, I think this is a beautiful time to really reset your email strategy. How do you approach email? Are you afraid of sending out emails or do you really embrace the opportunity to connect with your audience? Are you using ChatGPT to write emails for you? Because I've got to say, I love ChatGPT, but that's not going to fly unless you have really trained ChatGPT to write in your voice. And most people haven't spent the time to do that, and they don't know what prompts to ask and all of that stuff to actually get it to spit out something that sounds like a human. So we'll talk a bit about that shortly. But if you're in email fatigue or burnout or you don't know where to start, this episode is for you. A quick backtrack on who I am and why this is something that I am qualified and passionate to talk about. I am not only a business astrologer, but I'm also a copywriter and I'm a business strategist for online businesses, predominantly course creators, coaches, and service providers. So I know a little bit about email marketing. In fact, it's been my bread and butter work for the best part of 8 years. And I've also been emailing my own subscribers consistently every week since 2018. So almost 6 years now of watching how email marketing works in my own business. And I have to say, it's been one of the best things that I've ever done in my business for marketing and sales. So let's talk about some of the challenges you might be facing in your email marketing strategy, how you can work through these using this fiery Mercury retrograde energy, because I'm all about helping you to get that energy to work for you instead of feeling like you're pushing up against it. So a quick Mercury retro overview. You may already be familiar with Mercury retrograde if you are listening to or watching this, but it's important to know that when Mercury goes retrograde, it is, from our perspective on Earth, seeming like it's going backwards in the sky. That's not actually happening, but it does appear to be slowing down and going backwards from our perspective on Earth. It's all to do with the orbit and the sun and how we all work together in this beautiful cosmos. But there is this correlation between when Mercury goes retrograde and communication issues coming up. Whether that be technical glitches, whether that be communication faux pas, whether it be things like the postal service having issues or, you know, elections having dramas, there's always something that goes on in a Mercury retrograde. And there's often personal examples we have. Mercury is not only our planet of communication and thinking, it's also our planet of trade and transport. So, you know, traveling during a Mercury retrograde can be a little tricky as well. But I believe, as I've said earlier, that it's a great time to actually reflect on what you're doing and to revise things because it wants us to redo. It's a do-over kind of energy. It's allowing us to rethink, to revise, to go back, to reevaluate all of that stuff. So what you might be finding in your current content strategy is that email feels complicated or difficult. There's a whole lot of rules around email, or you might just be feeling like, what am I going to say every week? And so you're in this sense of fatigue or burnout. Like, how do I get content out there every week? You might be feeling like there's declining open rates. Nobody's reading them. They're not getting engagement. And you may be just feeling like you're stuck in a bit of a content rut. So Mercury retrograde is an amazing time to start to look at all of this, to actually do a bit of an audit. I know the word audit sounds intense, but just think of it as a way to kind of take a more strategic look at what you're doing in your email. So work out what's working. First of all, are you sending emails at all? Have you started sending them? Can you look back at the emails that you've sent to see which ones got opened more and which ones maybe didn't? If you had any issues with spam or deliverability, if you can see that in your stats, look at your email provider. You know, that might be, you might be using something like MailChimp, you might be using ConvertKit, ActiveCampaign, MailerLite, you might be using a big system like Kartra or Simplero or Kajabi. There's so many of the systems, but all of those systems have the back end where you can look at the stats. And so this is the time you want to look at the stats. Do not close your eyes and be like, I don't need to worry about the stats, because the data is there for a reason. It's there to help you. So you can look at the data and see where you can improve. And one of the main places you can improve if you're looking to improve your open rates is to really think about your subject lines. Are they working for you? Or do you really need to rethink that? And I've seen this a lot lately, that people are using ChatGPT to write their subject lines for them, and they're just not hitting the mark, right? The best subject lines are going to engage us because they make us curious to read more. They make us want to open the email. That doesn't mean you need to write clickbaity type subject lines, but it does mean that you need to find something that you know is going to pique your reader's interest. It could be a quote from a testimonial from a client. I love those actually as subject lines. Like, you know, something a client said to you that was really just highlighted the issue that you solve. and that's going to appeal to the audience because it resonates with them too. You're trying to find that point of resonance. So when you're auditing your content and looking back at what you've sent in the past, you can even just do a little printout of your past 10 emails and say, okay, what was the subject line? What was the top couple of paragraphs? Does this resonate? Does this feel a little stale? Does this feel a little flat? Would I want to read this? You know, first of all, look at it from that perspective of, is this engaging me? Because remember, this Aries Mercury energy is really reminding us of, like, how exciting is our content? How interesting? How much passion are we showing for our work? How much engagement are we showing for our own work? Because we can't complain about other people not being engaged with our stuff if we don't feel engaged with it first. So have a look at that. You might also want to check, do my links work? So we're talking about, first of all, for your open rates, you really want to look at your subject lines. You want to make sure that you've got subject lines that are clickable, that are openable. Like, people want to read what you've got to say based on the subject line. Then we're going to dig a little deeper. Are people clicking on your emails? Can you look at your click rate? And can you gauge whether people are actually reading what you have to say? Now, not everybody who reads your email is going to click on it. That's fair enough. So do not stress so much about the click-through rate, because it depends on what links you are putting into the email. I always recommend, well, I used to always recommend only one link per email. That doesn't mean you can't put it in more than once, but you're putting in one place that they're going to, one place. However, I've since kind of changed that idea, and I think you can put in more than one link, but you've got to be careful not to overwhelm your audience with too many links. You've got to really curate the email so that you're not sending people all over the place. So that's something to think about. What's actually the content? What's going into it? How interesting and engaging and exciting or compelling is what you're actually writing about? And one way to see if that's working is to look at your past campaigns, to look at, did people reply to this email? Because replies can be really helpful rather than click through if your content is engaging. If people feel the need to reply, and even if you only get a couple of replies, that email was powerful because people won't respond to something that they're not reading. If they haven't read it, they're not going to reply. So that means that they're reading it. That's a good sign. The more replies you can get, the better also it is for your email deliverability as well, because it's sending good signs to the email service provider that your emails are quality and not spam. So you're going to want to think about, you know, is the content engaging? Am I getting replies? Is anybody clicking on the links? And then you're going to think about, what are the links? What are my calls to action? This is really important when it comes to selling in your emails. Are my calls to action strong enough? Am I making a strong enough argument here for somebody to click that link? This is something you can always be improving, and something that I think now is a really powerful time to be looking at calls to action, because we have that action-taking energy of Aries and the fire sign Mercury's throughout the year when we've got Mercury retrograde to really help us understand, is this going to ignite my action here? And I'm not saying that I get this perfect, because I don't. I know calls to action are one of those things that I'm constantly thinking about and constantly trying to improve, and something that I often get better for my clients than I do for my own copy, because it's, you know, I've got an external perspective. So this can be a place where you really want to get an external perspective, because it's sometimes really hard for you to sell your own stuff. And that's what you're doing with a call to action. So if you're finding it difficult to get a click through, to make sales through email, then it may be beneficial to you to get another point of view, to get somebody who is an expert to look at those emails and see, is this helpful? And not just me. I mean, I do offer copy review calls and copy review through my support container. But, you know, other copywriters also offer those kind of services. And you might know someone, maybe you're in a mastermind, maybe you're in a group program where you've got a great coach and they can look at your calls to action too. You really want to be making those calls to action as powerful as possible so that people feel safe, but also compelled to to find out more. This isn't about being pushy and salesy. This is about making sure that they know the benefit for them in working with you and that they're taking the next step, you know, helping them to take the next step, right? They still have to visit a sales page or the page that you're sending them to. All you're doing here is getting them to click through. So being able to do that is a skill, and some people are great at it and some people need a little extra help. So that's something to reconsider in this Mercury retrograde time. I think that's a really powerful thing to do. Now, another thing that you can do in Mercury retrograde is re-engagement. Re-engagement is so important. If you have not emailed people in a long time and you're just getting back in the habit, if you're like, my goal this year is to get back in the habit of emailing my list, then you're going to want to think about a re-engagement campaign, which is really just a way of saying either, hey, I haven't been emailing you in a while. Do you still want to receive my emails? And you can offer them a link to stay on your list, or you can offer them a link to unsubscribe. You do those sorts of things just to make sure that the people that are still on your list want to be there, because we don't want to be emailing people who don't really remember who we are, don't really want what we have. But you've got to, in your re-engagement campaign, remind them of why they got on your list and what value you can provide them by them staying around. So that's the idea of a re-engagement campaign, to really remind people of the value that you provide and the benefit to being on your list and to receiving content from you. But then you have to follow through, right? To build trust with your audience, you have to show that you're going to show up and deliver on the value. So that's really important. If you feel like you can't show up consistently, email is a tricky platform, because if you have a big gap between emails, that's when people be like, well, hang on, I don't remember who this person is. I don't really want to be here, and they're going to unsubscribe. So it doesn't mean you have to email every week. You can have a monthly email if you like, but you have to be showing up in some sort of consistency so that people trust you and don't think that you're spamming them. There's got to be this level of trust that she or he said they would show up when they were going to, and they have. And that builds trust and allows people to stay. People will unsubscribe always. It doesn't matter how consistent you are. People will always unsubscribe. And that is okay, because we really only want the people who are very interested in what we have to say, because those are the people that will want to buy. Those are the people that will want to work with us. And that's where the power of email really peaks, is when you've connected with the right people and you've got the right offer, it all comes together beautifully and it creates this sustainable sales system, which I love. So this is a great time for you to re-engage with your audience if you haven't, because it's this retrograde energy is a great time for re-engaging. It's also a great time for testing. You can A-B test some subject lines, you know, test different subject lines, see what performs better for your audience. You can test different calls to action, try things out, revamp an old offer, test it on your audience, like redo some old things that you've done before that worked really well, maybe upgrade them a bit. Like, this is a great time for that kind of experimentation, but not in a like, we're trying something completely new here. It's like a testing and revising what you've done before and finding out those sweet spots in your email marketing and in your content strategy in general. So what I think works really well in email content, if you are trying to build up a practice or you're thinking of ideas, you're feeling like you've got a bit of burnout, you can't come up with anything to say, the first place I would go is to your testimonials, to your clients. What have they said about you, and what of their words can you use in your email? Can you do a case study type email? Can you talk about how this person went from here to here? Testimonial emails, A, are super powerful because they're showing somebody's experience of working with you that will connect with somebody else who's looking to work with you, but they're also a story. It's a story. It's this person starts from this point and they get to this point. And we love to engage with stories, with that narrative arc. So where can you put in a story about a client with their permission, of course? Where can you just tell a story about your day? You can get personal. You can, it doesn't mean you have to share something vulnerable, but you can tell a story about, you know, how things are going, what lesson you've learned from this, what experience you had, for instance, an event, you like a conference you went to, or even a trip that you took recently. Like, how can you bring that story to your audience? How can you bring a story of something challenging that you overcame recently that feels, you know, okay for you to share? Those kinds of things are super powerful in email, because this is an intimate space. So this is a place for you to share stories. And I actually prefer sharing my stories with my email list as opposed to on my social media channels. You know, this is a more personal place where you can kind of, and this isn't for everyone, I might even share a family photo to my email list if it's relevant to something that I'm talking about, whereas I might not share that on my social media channels. There's a little bit more intimacy through email. So you can think of those kind of ideas. But again, look at past emails, see what did really well for you, and see if you can rework those in some way. Again, using this as revision time and introspection time and thinking, okay, what would I want to read? What do I love to read in email? Whose email list am I on that I really enjoy opening their emails? Because there will be some people that you really enjoy opening emails from. Granted, a lot of emails we get are not very good, especially now that people are writing with ChatGPT, as I said earlier, and not really using their own voice, and it can feel a little flat. There are plenty of people that you know, probably that you follow, that still speak with their own genuine voice that you enjoy reading. So think about that and see if you can incorporate more of that into your content. Not to say that you can't use ChatGPT to come up with ideas. That is a great thing to do. And another way you can work with ChatGPT is to go, okay, these are the emails that performed really well for me in the past. Come up with 10 ideas based on these things that did really well for me in the past. So you're still basically revising or reworking old content and using ChatGPT as a tool to help you generate fresh ideas for that old content. So there are ways to work with it that are not going to like dilute your voice, because it's just the ideas and the concepts that you're coming up with as opposed to all of the copy. All right, we also just need to talk about a technical tune-up, because Mercury retrograde will bring up tech issues. This is where you want to be checking your email service provider. You want to be checking that everything is working. Check those links are working. Check the links in your emails, really, especially during Mercury retrograde. Are the links working? Are they going to the right place? Are images showing up? Are videos showing up? Is everything like happening that should be happening? Have I been running automations that are working properly? Because I see a lot of automations stuffing up, especially during Mercury retrograde. So it's a time to really check those back-end systems. Are they working properly? Do I need to tweak anything? Do I need to seek some external advice on this? You might be wanting to really shore up your email system for the recent changes that we've had in terms of how we receive emails. There are a lot of regulations around anti-spam. You might be wanting to shore all of that up. Just be really careful and practice good list hygiene. Make sure people that are on your list want to be on your list. And you might want to even clean up your list. You might want to delete people who haven't opened an email from you in the past 6 months. You know, if they haven't opened an email from you in the past 6 months, they probably don't want to hear from you. So it's pretty safe to delete them and not have to pay for that anymore, because you're paying for those contacts. If they haven't been opening your emails in 6 months, why are you still paying for them? That's my perspective on that anyway. List cleaning is kind of a personal, like you've got to decide where your limits are, because I'm pretty tough on list cleaning. I don't like to send emails to people that I know are not opening them. It doesn't work for me and it doesn't work for them. So that's something to really consider and clean up, especially during a Mercury retrograde. Okay, so let's just a little recap. There's been a lot in this episode, but basically Mercury retrograde is an amazing opportunity to reflect, to review, to refresh, to revise, to reevaluate your email content strategy, the way that you do email, the way that you see email, the passion that you have for your content, the enthusiasm that you're bringing to it. It's a great time to review all of that stuff. And I would love it if you would implement something that we discussed, that I discussed with you in this episode, and let me know. If you can comment on this video on YouTube or reply to my email that I send out or comment on Instagram, let me know if you apply any of this in your business during Mercury retrograde, if these things are coming up for you. I'd love to know. And of course, make sure you check out my future episodes where I'm going to dive more into how business and astrology can work so productively together and how you can use these pockets of opportunity throughout the year to really improve particularly your business systems, but also your visibility and your productivity, all of that stuff. Awesome. And of course, if you want to work with me personally, I would love to work with you. Please book a one-on-one Cosmic Business Breakthrough call. This is where we go deep into your personal astrology chart and really unpack what's happening in your business, where your strengths are, where your challenges might be, and what next steps you can take to really harness your astrological energy in business, particularly in this next year, but also in general. All right. Thanks so much for listening and watching. I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at sophiapalace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.